Sanderson Pens Podcast, Episode 2 for Sunday, May 27th, 2012. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Pens Radio Network. Welcome. Thank you to all who listened in and watched last week, both on our blog and on YouTube. We had a good time, learned a lot. We hope to improve each week. We did get some great feedback from listeners, and we've either implemented those suggestions or in the process of doing so. One of them was for audio only feed to be placed on iTunes. And after struggling for a week, I think I finally have the iTunes thing figured out and it's currently under review. So we expect to know something soon.
Yikes.
Let's see what else. I got some new glasses since last week.
It's a good thing.
Of course, you notice I'm not wearing them, but my old ones literally broke as I was putting on my headphones and leaning in to push the record button. Talk about bad timing. We got to stand for the microphone, so I don't sound like I'm talking to a tin can this week. Or as a friend of mine said, maybe I should just stop talking like a tin can. Either way, I hope the audio portion's better. We'll find out. Keep those comments and suggestions coming. Appreciate it.
We had a busy week. This past week, my dad came to visit for a few days, like he does every May. And a few years ago, we gave my stepmom, Nancy, a Levenger True Writer pen, the sea glass. It was really pretty pen in a single leather pen case. But she needs more ink cartridges. She uses it to grade. So dad went home with some pretty Pelican ink cartridges in green, blue, and red for those really bad papers. we also sent her home with some custom notepads and notebooks as a surprise. So hopefully she won't hear this before he gives her the presents.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
That was a pretty pen, though.
Yeah, it was. It was really pretty. Glad it stayed in the family. We also had some touristy fun. Dad wanted to go see Senator Joe McCarthy's gravesite. Again, for Nancy. She wanted to see where it was. So we went, found it really pretty easily, took some pictures. Then I took him to the History Museum, also known as the Houdini Museum here in town. And that was pretty good. Had never been, so it's right downtown. It was good to go. And then yesterday, Brian and I took my dad and our daughter Lindsay to the Payne Museum in Oshkosh. And we had an awesome tour of the mansion and a really spectacular tour of the gardens. They were absolutely gorgeous.
Nice place. Surprisingly, no dip pens or fountain pens on display. A couple of desk sets, but that's about it. So
some really pretty old leaded glass ink wells. But yeah, mm-hmm. Brian looked in every room. If there was a desk, it was leaning over, almost getting in trouble, trying to peek into the room to see what pen was on the desk.
Well, you know, it was made in the 20s, 30s, so it should have had something. But
yeah, no. Let's see. What else is going on?
Well, this week I managed to make my way to FP Geeks on the daily carry. Since I was rotating out some old pens and putting in some new ones, it was a good idea, good chance to put some not often used pens. It became Waterman week, so we had a Sterling Pansy panel, 414 PSF, an 055 2.5 LEC, the lower end covered model, also in a different Pansy variant, and an Oriental overlay, and a smooth rose gold fill. So we had a couple of nice Watermans for the week, but got some good reviews on FP Geeks for that. So appreciate Eric and Dan allowing me to show them on the site.
It's often Waterman week with you. You make it sound like it's not.
Well, the funny thing was two of the pens I picked I hadn't used in a while, and both of them required me repairing them before I got a chance to actually ink them up. So, but anyway, this week,
woo!
Thursday,
headed to Raleigh.
Drum roll, please. Raleigh Pen Show. So expect to get in sometime Friday morning for those that go into the show. Hopefully in time to grab some of that breakfast buffet.
I love that.
So that'll be fun. How's packing going, Lisa?
Oh, packing. Packing's coming fine. I hate packing. I hate the inventory part of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Love the new SUV. so much easier. It saves a whole lot of time, a whole lot of effort, and a whole lot of bending over trying to get boxes in and out of the tiny little trunk. And we save probably hours because we don't have to play Tetris now, trying to get everything in the trunk.
Yeah, that is nice.
And the driving, the seats are so much more comfortable.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so it should be a good time.
We love Raleigh.
Auction, of course, we've talked about it already. Hoping to get some more images of what's going on there, but they haven't been updated on the site yet. So some seminars. We got PFK, Pens for Kids. I think there's Gary Garner's giving a seminar. Ron Zorn giving one too, I think, maybe.
He might be.
Repair seminar. So plenty of stuff for everybody, whether you like modern, vintage, what have you. Stop on down if you're in the area.
It's a great show.
So, speaking of auctions,
thought
this week we'd take a look at some of the items that were in my eBay search list for the week. A couple of nice pieces that went for kind of a surprising amount in some cases. Since it was Waterman week, we'll follow through with that and take a look at some of these. First one up was Waterman 412 fine silver filigree overlay.
It sounds pretty.
Yeah, if I can do it right here, I will show you what it looked like. Nib was wrong. It was a leader special, and looked like the feed was not there, but...
no feed at all?
It didn't look like there was a feed, so let's see if I can show you this here. You can see that there. Nice looking pen. Nice thing about these fine sterling overlays is they have really an Art Nouveau type of pattern. Barrels are usually the same, but the caps are often different. So,
pretty pen.
Usually incorporates some kind of flower in the cap.
Now, is that coming home? Is that going to arrive in the mail as a surprise when we get back from Raleigh?
I don't think so. At the price okay, that good. It went for was $449.
For the wrong nib?
No feed? Well, you can see, if you can see in this picture, maybe you can't. There's no feed there. Wrong wow. nib. But all things considered, that's a fairly common nib.
Okay.
To find.
All right, so that one's not coming home.
That's not okay. coming home. 10 bids right. on that, $449.44 is what that one went for.
Wow.
So.
That was the only thing you looked at on eBay?
Oh, no. we had one of our favorite nibs here of all time, the Waterman Pink.
Love Waterman 7.
Now, this picture's your classic bad eBay picture. It looks pretty rough and messed up, but just the nib alone, $355 in 13 bids. So
that's crazy. You can buy a whole pen for that.
Yeah, well, it's about kind of on par with what they've been going for these days. So that was on the list. The next one more that I had my eye on this one just because I have the pen in my pocket right now, but not this particular pen, but the
it better not be.
At $437 and 16 bids, we have this Waterman Oriental pattern, which is kind of an unusual pattern. You don't see it as often.
Don't you have one?
I do have one.
Okay, then.
So I don't need this one, but this one was a really exceptional condition. Detail is very crisp. You can see in some of these pictures on the cap, just really nice condition. Seems a little bit high to me, but I guess that makes mine worth more, doesn't it?
I think it does. And wasn't that a birthday present, anniversary present, something?
We got it in Chicago a couple years ago. I don't know what it was. It was something, but...
It was a pen show pen.
Yeah. I was expecting high 200s, maybe even, 300, 325, but somebody must have really wanted it for this condition.
Stub nib or anything really exotic?
It just looked like a standard New York number two nib. It's the slender size, even.
Oh.
0552 and a half.
Okay.
I'm sure it's got some flex in it, but
that'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
nice
pretty.
Looking pen. So went a little higher than I expected, but there it is.
Okay.
And last one I looked at this week. Well, I looked at more, but the last one we'll talk about. Also a Waterman, sort of. An AA Waterman.
Ooh.
If you can see this one. Now, this is a small pen. $718, 19 bids. It's really got your real trifecta here. Red hard rubber, mother of pearl, abalone slabs, gold fill. Really, really a pretty, pretty pen. AA Waterman.
I think I paid less than that for my first car.
You might have.
Probably did.
Now, it looks like a pretty clean example. It's 3 7/8 inches. Doesn't look like there's any, doesn't mention anything about cracks and condition problems. It's got a weird issue going on with the cap band there, but see if we can zoom in. There we go.
3 7/8 inches long? That's a tiny
that's
little
capped.
Pen.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. What else we got here? It's another picture. Nib's got one of those cool AA Waterman nibs with the cool breather hole in it. Looks kind of like a almost a cross. But nice looking pen. Somebody really wanted it for $718. I'm not a real AA Waterman expert, but very hard to find, I would imagine. Very hard to find.
It's like $150 an inch.
That's one way to put it.
Just saying. Okay. So. Stop shopping on eBay. We're going to a pen show. Isn't that good enough?
Yeah. I guess. That's fine. We'll find some nice things there. Like I say,
we always do. Yep.
A couple of our good friends always have beautiful, beautiful stuff. And Hirsch Davis, I think, will probably be there. He's got some really, really nice pens. And
Presnell will be there.
My good friend Presnell. Can't wait to see him.
Yep.
All right.
What's exciting on your workbench trying to get you away from shopping now?
Well, I'm trying to finish up some customer repairs before we leave for the show. And I had the Schaefer from hell this week. It's just really, it's a military clip balance, bronze striated version. It's the $8.75 model, standard sized, and came to me with no lever, but the lever ring was still in the pen. So I managed to scrounge up a lever from the parts bin and trying to get the lever ring out, and I finally got it to move after having stuck it in the ultrasonic to get rid of some corrosion. I mean, this thing was tough. So finally got it to move. It rotated about halfway, and as I'm going in to pick it out with a pick, you know, just imagine the old time movies where you're grabbing the cane and they pull you off the stage. That's what I'm trying to do, and the dang thing flipped over and seated into the groove, the lever ring groove in the barrel.
Is that the one you were yelling at?
I don't think it helped, but it took a while, probably half a dozen different picks, a couple other tools just to find the right pick just to get that ring to move, push it enough just around the groove to grab it through the lever hole and pull it out. But I finally got it out, put the new lever in, and it's going to be making its way back to its former glory. So glad to get that one fixed up.
And shipped out.
And shipped out, yeah. what else we got? Well, like I said before, I had a couple Watermans from the daily carry. And first one, I went to go ink up, and nothing happened. So I open it up, and sure enough, half the sack comes out. Okay, no big deal. Fix that one up. Then I grabbed the Oriental, which is this guy here sitting in my pocket. And this one had a good sack, and so I inked it up, put the ink in it, put it to paper. And I remembered about this pen 3 years ago, and I've never used it because the nib, it was a little bent, and I never tweaked it. So I took it apart, got it on the nib block, straightened it out, and first time in 3 years I've ever used it, it's a amazing pen, really, really nice pen.
So I bought you a pen 3 years ago and you just used it for the first time?
Yes.
I don't think that's how that's supposed to work. All right. No judgment. As long as you're using it now, I'll remember that though.
Yeah. It's real pleased with it. Nice medium nib with some flex. Anyway, okay. What else we got? Bunch of Esterbrook.
Get
some ready for Raleigh. I got a whole box of them sitting over here on the side of my desk. So now that I've got the customer stuff done, we can start working through those. But
awesome.
That's about it for the workbench this week.
Cool.
How about what's going on in the world of PCA?
Some eBay auctions. Ooh. Up. Big thanks to
give me the
former.
Number. What? Give me the number.
No. No. Big thanks to former director Bill Hong, who still handles the Nankervis donation pens for us and puts them on eBay on a regular basis. I think this week it's the 1920s era Conklin ringtop, orange plastic. Nice looking, clean, flexible nib. You don't want it. Nah, not your type. Ringtop, too small for you.
Well, what's the price on it?
We'll get there. It's restored. So auction ends Tuesday. You'll be busy Tuesday. You won't have time to look.
Well, I can get Auction Sniper set up for it.
No. Let the audience snipe this one. Proceeds from the sales used to fund the PCA Pens for Kids program and other things. You can do a search for user ID PCA Pens on eBay. The pen is currently at $89, or buy it now for $150. Mention that you are a member and you get a 10% discount. Ooh. So that's pretty cool.
Let's take a look at that.
No. Don't shop.
Yeah, it looks like a really, really clean pen.
It is. It's a pretty pen. Nice example of Conklin.
Let's see here.
That's not Hunt 718.
There we go. Yeah, that's a nice looking pen.
Pretty little pen. Yep.
Post nice, very nice. Conklin Toledo nib, yeah. Clean threads.
I'll let Bill know you approve.
All right. Very good. All right.
It's quite a bit of vintage there.
Yeah, let's see. Well, let's talk about some modern pens. Surely you've got something modern today. What are you using?
Ooh, I have my beautiful Edison Perlette. I don't know if you can see the pattern.
That's a pretty color.
Got this in Chicago.
Blue and black and a little gold or green? What is that?
It's kind of gold and a little bit of ivory, blue and black. Okay. Love it. This is the one I picked up in Chicago. We actually traded Twisby for this, and I will always think I got the better end of the deal.
What was the name of that color? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I know it's the Perlette model, but I don't know that I ever got the color of the pattern. But we are going to continue to convince Brian Gray to make this part of one of the standard production lines.
Oh yeah,
love it, absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. And then my beloved Aurora Mare.
Ooh,
discontinued, nice. Sadly, but my baby. And then my Cornflower Blue Schaefer Intensity, which I love.
That's nice.
It clicks. Actually, this one screws on.
Yeah.
But it's got a really nice balance to it. So apparently it's Waterman week for you and Blue Pen week for me.
Ah.
Yeah.
I like blue pens.
Yep. I do too. What can I say?
So, all right. On our website and blog, looks like we're going to have some ink reviews maybe starting this week. Now
yep.
that Lisa's done teaching and done for most of the summer.
Yay.
Awesome. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if you happen to be in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, please stop by and see us on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Or catch us online at
email Brian at AndersonPens.net or
Lisa at AndersonPens.net
on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We're on Facebook at facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Of course, the web, andersonpens.net.
And the blog, andersonpens.net/blog.
Join us on our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next week.
Have a great week.
Bye.